Marketing personas can be a powerful tool. However, for them to be useful, you don't just make them and check them off the list. You need to keep them in mind anytime you write copy. Let's discuss what a persona is, why you should use one, and go over how to create them. And now it's time for some more DIY SEO tips with Jennifer Rogina. Okay, so what are marketing personas? A marketing persona outlines the exact person you're trying to reach. The persona is a profile that describes the demographics, goals, and frustrations of your target audience. And why would you use a persona? Personas help you talk to the audience you want to target. With a persona, you know exactly who you are talking to. So in all of your copy, whether it's a blog, product page, or an ad, you are talking to the exact person you want your message to resonate with. This allows you to amaze and delight one person instead of boring everybody. If you write copy to try and appeal to everyone, it will be vague and uninteresting to all. Conversely, if you are talking to one individual person, you can be very specific and speak their language. Talking to that one person you care about is how you will be able to write persuasive copy that actually converts. And ultimately, if you talk specifically to that one person, you will attract a group of like-minded individuals. Talking to one individual person is the best way to attract a group of similar people. Okay, so how do you make a persona? You want your persona to tell a story. You need to add enough detail to your persona that you get a clear image in your mind of the customer. And to make this process a little bit easier, I have provided a free Google Sheets template that you could use to make your persona. To download it, just click the link in the show notes and you can go to the full article and download the persona template there. Okay, so you'll want to start by looking at the data you have. Google Analytics, Facebook, and Twitter can all provide valuable insights. So in Google Analytics, you go to your Google Analytics account and look at the demographics and interests. So to view the demographics, just go to Reports, Audience, Demographics, and Overview. This will show you the age and gender of your users. And when you're ready to actually get your data, I'd recommend just clicking on that link in the show notes so that you can view the navigation paths to all of these reports in the text version. It'll be a little bit easier to follow along that way when you're ready to actually grab your data. To view interests, you'll go to Reports, Audience, Interests, and Overview. And this will show you categories of various interests that your users may have. The next spot you'll want to look is Facebook, and you'll want to review your Facebook Insights. So to view insights, go to your Facebook company page and then click the Insights tab at the top. Click on People to view the demographic data such as age, gender, location, and language. And then lastly, you'll want to look at Twitter Analytics. So you'll sign into your Twitter Analytics account and then click on Audiences at the top. This will show you gender, interests, and location data for your followers. Okay, so once you gather your data from Google Analytics, Facebook, and Twitter, there are a few other things that you could do to help get some more insight as to what kind of person you should be targeting in your persona. The next thing you could do to get some more insight is interview employees. So if you happen to have employees, talk to them, specifically the ones who interact with customers, such as support reps. Find out who they are talking to and who they see as the ideal customer. And if you don't have employees, put yourself in those shoes. When you speak to customers or prospects, who are they? What are their pains or frustrations? The next thing you could do is survey your customers. So you could send out a survey to your existing customers. Ask demographic information such as age and gender, and also business information such as job title. Okay, and then when you've gathered all of your data and you're starting to get an idea of who your ideal customer is, you want to document your findings in a profile. This is when you'll put everything together. So this is when you'll actually create your personas. The fields you add to your persona will vary depending on your business goals and the data you uncovered. The fields that I'd recommend adding are name, a job title, if this person is a decision maker. So for this field, you really only need a yes or no response. If the persona is not a decision maker, you'll want to create an additional persona for the person who will be responsible for making the decision. You'll want to make sure you have copy in place to convince both parties. Next, you'll want to add in some personal background information like age, gender, location, family, and some business background, salary, education. You want to make sure you add in their goals, their frustrations, and some information sources. So where does this person look for information? Are there specific websites or locations that they frequent? And then how can your company offer support? So what can your company do to help this person accomplish their goals and overcome their frustrations? So these fields are a good place to start. You can add or remove any items you'd like until you can clearly visualize your customer. And remember, you want your persona to tell a story. This will help you visualize and easily remember them, so keep adding information until you have a solid picture in place. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed this, please subscribe. This episode was brought to you by ClearPath Online, a DIY SEO tool for your website.